Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new report by Together SF and the Rose Institute of State and Local Government at Claremont McKenna College outlines how to fix San Francisco. The research details the biggest problems and offers the best recommendations for improvement. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ken Miller, director of the Rose Institute of State and Local Government at Claremont McKenna. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Holly. It's nice to talk with you.
So is it that San Francisco doesn't have a strong enough mayor, or is there just so much bureaucracy?
Well, it's sort of a combination, and they're related to each other. The nature of the bureaucracy, the commission system, the way things are structured, really makes it difficult for the mayor to carry out an agenda and respond to the crises and challenges that San Francisco is currently facing.
So the supervisors will argue that they part of their job is to keep the mayor in check. And, you know, at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a reboot of the way supervisors are elected, so they're not just focused on their own neighborhoods.
Well, I would start by saying it's absolutely true that the Board of Supervisors has a critical role in the governance of San Francisco. Our report reflects that, and that wouldn't change under any of the recommendations we make. But we want to find a way to have a more productive relationship between the board and the mayor. And one potential way to do that is to alter the mode of election of the Board of Supervisors, at least in some respects. And a lot of cities in the United States have a hybrid form of election whereby some members of the Board of Supervisors or City Council are elected by district and others at large. That's kind of rare in California, but it's worth looking at. The City of Los Angeles is currently looking at a change in that regard as well. So the report, while not definitively saying that's the direction to go, urges the city to at least consider a change along those lines.
You know, I have heard people say that it takes so long for things to get done at City Hall. Even just trying to fill a position, it could take like 8 months. And whether it's because it has to go through so many different departments or that there's no urgency to it, I wonder, how does something get so entrenched?
Well, this was a complaint that we heard many, many times in the interviews that we did in connection with this report, and that was part of the impetus for looking at the structure of city government. And there are ways in which process just dominates normal decision-making in San Francisco. There's so many ways in which a permit or a hire of a new employee can be delayed in San Francisco by excessive process, but we just think it needs to be streamlined to become more effective. And so that's one of the recommendations of the report.
You know, San Francisco is also known to have one of the thickest voter guides every time there's an election. You know, democracy is a good thing, but, you know, you are suggesting that there could be ways where you're not going to bog the voter down with so much to process?
Yeah, voter fatigue is a real problem in San Francisco. San Francisco has by far more ballot measures than any other city in California, and we didn't look nationally, but I can posit that it's likely that San Francisco has more ballot measures of any major city in the United States. It just requires a lot of voters to wade through the voter guide, and maybe even more importantly, ballot measures can overly constrain. The functioning of normal government. An individual ballot measure may seem to make sense, but as mandates and prohibitions are are layered onto city government, it just makes it more and more difficult to govern. So we recommend that the city take a look at that, see if there are ways to maybe increase the petition signature threshold, or also make it more difficult for a minority of the Board of Supervisors to put a ballot measure on the ballot, or for the mayor to put a ballot measure on the ballot, just to make it a little higher threshold for ballot measures without getting rid of direct democracy, which we think is an important feature of San Francisco government.
Okay, one last question very quickly. We have about 30 seconds left. Are there, name like an efficient, well-run city government, and what are those characteristics?
Well, we didn't try to elevate anybody, any other cities, as being particularly well-run, but I think the principles that we're looking for are accountability and reasonable lines of authority, public participation, but not to the extent that there be paralysis. So what we're looking for in San Francisco, and I think in any good, well-run city government, is efficiency, accountability, transparency, and effectiveness to address changing problems as they arise.
Ken, thanks so much for your time and your expertise. Ken Miller is director of the Rose Institute of State and Local Government at Claremont McKenna.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.